What's occurring?
Oh, I've missed this. Three situations. You just got to tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, I'll try and, I'm going to have to write the score down because we're only doing it once a week now, so.
Okay. Oh, is the score going to roll over from one week to another?
No. Right. That's far too complicated.
I was going to say.
That's not. Okay, then, Chappers, Becky, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do, oh, what's occurring? Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, this is a new game, and it features Sarah Cox.
Okay.
And the game is called What's in My Hand?
Okay. Right.
And this is how it works.
What's in my hand?
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 What's in my hand? What's in my hand?
Hi, Sarah Cox.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Now, this is a game called What's in My Hand?
Okay.
Right, can you guess how it works?
Is it something to do with capitals of countries?
No.
Oh.
The idea is that I'm going to blindfold you, okay? And then I'm going to slip a little something into your hand.
I've been to parties like this, not for a long time.
Yeah. You have a little a fondle of said item.
Okay.
And you try and guess what it is. It's easy.
Okay.
Are you good with your hands, would you say?
I think so. I got up to grade one piano.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And then gave up?
Yeah, that's it. I gave up.
Shall we have a go then?
Okay.
What's in my hand?
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 What's in my hand? What's in my hand?
So, Sarah Cox has got...
I can see how going weekly has increased the production values of this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah Cox is blindfolded.
Yes.
I put three things in her hands. How many of the three things will she be able to identify correctly just through using her hands?
Do her fingers still smell, by the way, from her smell my fingers that she once did?
No, I think they're
fine.
Are
they clean now?
Yeah. So, how many of the three things will she be able to identify with the blindfold on? On what's in my hand? Becky first.
One.
Chappers?
Oh, she's a clever girl. I don't think you're going to make this too hard. I'm going to go two.
Two. Now, they're all food-related things.
Oh, well, now, if you'd have said that, Becky would have said three, first of all, and probably one. Right, but anyway.
Number one is one of those smoked sausage cheeses, those little ones you get. Number two is a fillet of salmon. Number three is some beef pot noodle. So, Becky says one, Chappers says two. Let's find out, as we play, What's in My Hand? What's in my hand?
What's in my hand?
What's in my hand?
What's in my hand?
What's in my hand?
What's in my hand? What's in my hand?
Can you confirm that you can't see anything?
No, I promise I can't see anything.
What am I doing now?
I don't know, just hope it's not me in my face.
Right, here's the first one. It's the sausage-shaped smoked cheese.
What's in my hand?
Right, if you could hold out your hands, please.
Okay, both hands.
Yes, please.
Oh, is it going to be horrible?
I'm just going to place now something gently on your palm.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Ooh, don't be scared. There it is.
Ooh, it's very cold feeling. And squidgy, kind of cold yet clammy and squidgy. I know what it is.
What is it?
Is it one of those small, individually wrapped smoked sausages that you get from the cheese picker mix? Is it?
Have a look.
It is! Like how it gave it a little sniff as well. Just to confirm, it's smoked. Yes,
it is.
Small smoked cheese. I've just thrown out my Christmas cheese.
Have you?
You know at Christmas when you buy like Stilton with cranberries and walnuts that you're never going to eat?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
Blindfold back on, please.
Sorry. Wow, that's
it. Right, hold out your hands. Let me just flip this your way. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Brace yourself, my darling.
Oh,
here is the fillet of salmon.
What's in my hand?
Here it comes.
Horrible. Oh, Wow.
Maybe stroke it a little.
It's disgusting. I think I know what it is. It's slimy and it's about the size of like a small envelope. Oh, it's horrible and it's wet and cold. And I think my hands are going to stink after this.
Right.
I think it's...
God, you're good at this. I think you're going to get it.
I think it's a fillet of salmon.
Have a look.
I don't want to touch me blindfold with me fishy fingers. God, I could probably get a job like for the government feeling things with me eyes closed. It's a fillet of salmon, isn't it? There we go.
I'd love her to apply for a job with the government. Have you got any positions going for feeling things with my hands and my eyes closed?
Oh, she's good. But can she tell a beef pot noodle just from holding it in her hand? Let's find out.
What's in my hand?
Last one. Blindfold. Fishy blindfold back on, please.
Fishy, cheesy, smoke blindfold.
Hold out your hand. Here's the last one. And go.
I've dropped it, whatever it is. Oh, that was horrible. Oh, it was like a hot jellyfish or something. Where is it? I can smell it. Oh, I know what it is. Noodles, maybe beef. Maybe pot noodle beef flavour.
Have a look. Jeez, I give up.
Is it?
Unbelievable. If it's food, she knows it.
She is weird, isn't she?
Yeah.
In a nice way,
yeah.
Obviously.
But how would you know? I wouldn't know that was beef pot noodle.
Oh, well. She's just a food genius.
Sarah Cox got all three right, so Chappers gets the point on What's a Care, and her fingers still smell. I like that a lot. Here are some edited highlights, if you like, from What's in My Hand, like an action replay.
Ooh. I don't want to touch me blindfold with me fishy fingers.
No, just a little action replay for you. I liked What's in My Hand. That was good. Thank you very much to Sarah Cox for doing that. And well done, Chappers.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, earlier we were talking about how the name Dick just doesn't seem to be very fashionable anymore.
Yeah.
And I met one last night in the pub. Big red nose. But back in the day, there were loads of cool dicks, but not so anymore. They just... call themselves Richard these days. Mm-hmm. But here's my question. Is there anyone called Dick left in Britain? I put this to the test earlier and I called 5 butchers in Preston.
Right.
And my question to you is this one. Out of those 5 Preston butchers, how many of them would have a dick working there? Chappers?
None.
Becky?
I think Dick's quite a butchery name.
That's what I thought. That's why I called butchers.
Two.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling 5 butchers in Preston. How many would actually have a dick working there?
Good afternoon, Bamba's Butchers.
Hello, it's Dick there, please.
Who?
Dick. Yeah.
Nobody about that there, mate.
So you don't have a dick.
Good afternoon, Wilson's Butchers.
Hello, could I speak to Dick, please?
There's no Dick here.
Dicky?
It's Wilson's Butchers.
Yeah, I'm after Dick.
No, nobody by that name.
You know the Dickster?
No.
The Dick Man?
No.
The Dickmeister General?
No.
Dick Law?
No.
Dick of Bucket Glory?
No.
The Dick Dangdu.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Afternoon, Sea Butchers.
Hello, Dick, please.
Who?
Can I speak to Dick?
No, Dick here, mate.
Do you know where I can find Dick?
Bye. Hello, Lizzie's Butchers.
Hello, I wonder if you can help me. I'm looking for Dick.
Dick?
There's not really work here that by that name.
Did you not used to have one there?
Eddie, did we used to have a dick? No.
Never had a dick?
Nope.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Right.
Back in play.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi, I'm after Dick.
This is Dick.
Oh, hi, Dick. How are you?
Oh, about half.
I've been looking for a dick all day, and now I've found one.
Yeah.
So, there was one.
That last one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure?
He may have not worked at a butcher's in Preston, though.
Right.
Maybe I called America.
So it didn't sound very pressing like or butcher like.
No, but I was getting bored and I was like, oh, I've got to find one. So yeah, there was one.
Right.
So who do I give the point to now?
Well, it's you to decide. It's your quiz.
Well, I kind of cheated, didn't I? Because they weren't all
strictly,
butchers.
Strictly speaking.
So you should probably get the
okay,
point.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, good. That's fine then. So you're winning.
Oh. What's occurring?
You seem to enjoy doing that one.
It was good, actually, yeah. You know Greg James?
Yeah.
He's on Radio 1 at 4 a.m. He does earlies before the Chris Moyle show every day. Really nice man. Now, I roped him in for the next Oh, What's Occurring at lunchtime today. I sent him out with some recording equipment strapped to him. And this is what happened. Right, where are you, Greg?
I'm just walking into a pub.
Okay, and who have you got with you?
I've got Pippa with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Do you and Pippa often go for a drink at lunchtime?
Not that often, no.
Okay, here's what you're going to do today, yeah?
Yeah.
You and Pippa are going to pretend like you're lovers in actual love.
Ooh.
Is the pub busy?
It's really busy, yeah. Everyone's having lunch and, yeah.
Yeah. So you, Greg, are going to very publicly go down on one knee and very publicly propose to Pippa, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to ask her to marry you in the middle of the pub.
Yeah.
And she is going to say yes and accept.
Okay.
What we're going to find out is whether you'll get a spontaneous round of applause from the other drinkers in the pub at lunchtime. All right?
Yeah. It is really busy, actually. There's people sitting down having their hot pot.
So, Greg will ask Pippa, who works in our office, to marry him in the middle of the pub. But how long will the applause last for? Will there be any applause? Because it happens in films, doesn't it?
I don't think there'll be any applause.
But it happens in films. Like,
it happens in films.
You marry me and they're, woo!
It happens in films and in friendlier cities than London.
Okay, so you're saying no applause?
Yeah.
So the applause won't last any time?
No.
Okay, good.
Well worked out.
No applause and 10 seconds.
Did you hear my brain working then? What are you saying?
No applause but 10 seconds.
Oh, bless him, Becky. Don't do it to him. Look at him.
Yes to applause. Hang on. Woo, we're getting married. About three.
3 seconds.
That's all I'd give them.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Greg.
Cheers.
Cheers. How's your day been so far?
Yeah, busy day. Busy. Yeah. Busy.
Just make some small talk.
I'm getting there, hang on.
Hurry up.
Hang on, right, I'm gonna do it. Ready?
Ladies and gents, excuse me. Hiya, sorry to interrupt your lunch. Can I just have your attention very quickly? Excuse me, hi. I just wanna... Pippa? Will you marry me?
Oh my God!
Is it a yes?
Oh my God!
Yay!
Yes! Oh my God!
No, I found out that she actually did cry. Properly.
Really?
No, it wasn't real.
She's a very good actress.
Got caught up in the moment.
Or just a bit daft.
But there was applause.
Oh my God!
Yes!
7 seconds of it, actually.
That's amazing.
Really good. I also liked it that Pippa forgot to say yes and Greg had to prompt her.
Yes!
Well, she's engaged to someone else at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah, he
to
had
lovely
to.
Lovely Andrew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. But, like, they, she just had to use that ring and give it to Greg.
Oh well, as long as Andrew knows that the ring he gave Pippa's being used in the right way,
Greg
that's
like,
all right.
Oh, God, I'm going to lose the ring now. That'd be really bad. So it's 2-1 on today's. Oh, what's occurring? I very much enjoy that.
Oh.